This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is trending. What's going on in the real world? It's Thursday, the 6th of September, and enchanté, we have brought everybody together again, hopefully for your benefit. Fast-moving information on the DJV show, courtesy of one Jennifer Horn now. She's going to intrigue Victoria and Kara, you and me, with what's trending.
I hope so. Well, it is the official start of the NFL. Football season is underway tonight, Thursday night football. It'll see the Super Bowl champ, Philadelphia Eagles, squaring off against the Atlanta Falcons. What will probably overshadow this is Colin Kaepernick's new Nike campaign. His Just Do It ad has dropped a little early, but Nike will air the first television version of the Just Do It ad narrated by Colin Kaepernick during the NFL season. An opener tonight. The spot is part of Nike's Dream Crazy marketing campaign. It rolled out on the social media feeds on Wednesday for Nike, and it'll air during the football games, also the U.S. Open tennis tournament, and Major League Baseball. It's going to run online across music, gaming, and entertainment platforms, according to Nike, and it's getting kind of mixed reviews. President Trump on Wednesday criticized Nike, blasting them in a tweet, saying, quote, just like the NFL, whose ratings have gone way down, Nike is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts. The stock price for Nike has dipped since customers are burning and defacing their Nike shoes in protest.
I thought the price went up in stock.
No, it dropped 3%.
Oh, okay. All right.
Overall,
someone was trying to make us believe that the stock price went up. I don't know who it was.
Well, there were a couple of headlines that I saw that said millennials were trying to snap up Nike stock.
Yes.
But that's not that doesn't mean that their stock prices went up. In fact, they got dumped by 3%. So I don't know for investors if that's meaningful or not. But definitely the stock prices did go down. And that's because there have been a protest afoot.
It's a way to get a better online. It's a better shot or better attempt at getting better press.
Yeah, people are burning and defacing their shoes. Some people are cutting the swoosh logo off of their socks. Some people are burning the shoes. Some people are donating their shoes to the homeless. And I understand a lot of police officers are upset, law enforcement in this country upset that Colin Kaepernick is the face of Nike. And some say that this demeans veterans and the flag. And the list goes on and on and on with people who are upset about this.
But Nike knew what they were doing.
They
know, and the NFL. I saw a headline last night that the NFL is standing by Nike. They don't like what the ad is, but you know that's their uniform partner. So this will all blow over, and then people are going to be looking around, going, "What'd I do with my Nikes?" Oh, and then they'll blame Colin Kaepernick when they need to run out and do some errands.
Has anybody on the cover of GQ ever worn anything that had a Nike emblem on it? Did you ever see in GQ? Gentleman's Quarterly, where everybody looks so dapper. Anybody ever see anybody wearing Nike? Or do you wear brands at all? Is that taboo?
Yeah.
That's not something can do on GQ?
I haven't studied GQ, so I don't know if someone has worn Nike.
I thought that's where you found Lewis. You didn't find Lewis in GQ?
No, definitely not. No. He had to undergo a makeover. But they have, it's all brands. Stylists put together the looks for the, for the covers and stuff.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure somebody's worn it on the inside.
Sure
I don't know if they've worn it on the cover. I mean, they've been around for a while, so someone at probably some point has worn something by Nike.
Yeah, but Jay-Z's probably worn Adidas or something like that on the cover, so I'm sure someone has.
Yeah.
Why do you ask about GQ?
I just was wondering, all this emphasis on brands, I don't pay any attention. I think the only brand I ever have asked for in my life was Levi. Levi jeans and me seemed to fit. But and I found that out the hard way by buying other kinds of jeans, or whether they were cheaper or more expensive didn't seem to make any difference. The only jeans that I didn't wear jeans a lot until actually Meredith came into my life 6 or so years ago, and that's when I started wearing more jeans. and getting them so that they fit. Because a lot of the stuff that I had, I didn't pay you. Was it yesterday you were talking about what how bad men look in baggy pants?
Old
they look. And I didn't take stock of that at all.
Remember Obama and the dad jeans? And he was a young guy and you know, and fit and everything. He just, those jeans were terrible.
I know.
They were awful.
You can really look bad if you want to. Some of the people I see who are my age that look like they're 100 years older because they just wear this baggy stuff. I had 20 pairs of pants that I had taken in so that my butt was more pronounced after. Realizing that seemed to be something that was desirable to look at. So there you go. Maybe too much information, but that's it, boys and girls. Jennifer, there's a fast-moving wildfire that has blocked, I think it's either 5 or 101 on the California-Oregon border through Shasta County. It's just north of San Francisco. What do you know? I thought all the fires were out. This is a new one, apparently. Or is it an extension of an old one?
No, I haven't even actually heard about it yet. But,
really?
I think this one probably is new. But the one that's still burning, and actually it's not unexpectedly, is that Mendocino Complex fire is still burning. They have it contained, but it's not completely out yet. A lot of times people think the fire has to be out for them not to talk about it anymore, but many times with wildfires, they burn and burn and burn for weeks before they actually go out. So, I would imagine this is a new one. This is fire season. It's been windy, and it's been dry, and that's apparently, this one's called the Delta Fire. It's 5,000 acres, which has closed the I-5 freeways going into Oregon.
Yep. All right, another sort of related story. Circumstances around Hurricane Florence. If you haven't heard this and you're on the East Coast, you may be affected by this in the next 4, 5, 6 days. Category 4 storm now. It's going to weaken as it heads toward the east, the northeast coast, actually, going to hit Bermuda, I think, tomorrow, down to a Category 3, but that's a small island, so it's not going to do any good. This is really the first major hurricane of the season. That's good news, because the hurricane season only usually lasts until the middle or end of October. So if we've only had one to this point, that's good for the east coast. Anyway, meanwhile, back to Hurricane Florence, 130-mile-an-hour winds. It's 2,000 miles away from the coastline now, so you can't really predict. You know, these weather people and, this is going to be terrible, big bad storm, and then you don't know what Mother Nature is going to do. Some of the computer models show the hurricane coming close late next week to the Outer Banks, if it were to go westward. Anyway, a lot of other systems developing over the Atlantic. And the hurricane season, as I say, this is about the peak part of the season, the 8 weeks around September 10th, before and after the prime time. So we got to the end of October. Now, usually aren't so bad once we get to mid-October, but between now and then, you can have some rock and roll. I wouldn't want to be out in a boat in the middle of the ocean in that circumstance. But it's a hurricane season, so we're going to have hurricanes. And whether they are more intense, you know, you get that argument every year. Are they more intense? Is it global warming? Who knows? And you're not going to stop it anyway, so. Under the circumstances, be prepared, as all the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts have said. Speaking about being prepared, may I prepare you for a better day? Let's say you're a salesperson and you're going out on a call, and you're a little concerned because you just had a glass of red wine at lunch, and it's on your teeth, and you're going to think the guy you're calling on is going to think you're a lush, because he can tell by looking at your teeth that you've been drinking red wine. Aha! Power swabs to the rescue. Matter of fact, Victoria likes this not because she drinks red wine and people think she's a lush. I mean, maybe Jennifer, but not Victoria. So these power swabs stain out.
What? I probably drink a lot more than Jen does.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, you'll be happy to reach for your power swab stain out quick stick, Victoria, and get rid of the stains on your teeth just like that. Whiter, brighter smiles, all part of making life better. People judge you. They look at you. The jeans fit. White teeth, all that stuff. All right, so I can't help you with your jeans, but I can help you with your teeth. Power swabs, 5 minutes, and it gets to work, getting rid of the stains. You don't have to use those stripes. You don't want to use those toothpaste because they're really bad for your enamel. You want to use power swabs that are clinically studied, tested, using this patented tooth detergent, this natural tooth detergent and whitening agent. That's why it works. 5 minutes, no messy anything. Just snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile, please, for the camera. Power swabs, 800-208-1797. If you tell them you heard about it on the DJB show, you get 50% off the retail price. So try these power swabs. I think you'd be very happy with the results. I know you will be. I know we are. 800-208-1797. Number again, please, Doug. 800-208-1797.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Beds, now only $899, plus special financing available, ends Sunday. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 My Pillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 Go Anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your My Pillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
Come to Lowe's to kick off all kinds of outdoor projects to get your yard fall ready. Get natural areas around trees and shrubs looking their best with preen mulch with weed preventer and get 3 bags for just $10. Ready for fall colors? Refresh your planters and container gardens with colorful 3-quart mums, now only 3 for $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 9/12 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. U.S. only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so there's good news for Jeffrey Owens after all. You'll remember that he was on the Cosby Show. He was working at Trader Joe's, and he quit because some woman took a picture of him in New Jersey at the Trader Joe's where he was working, and now she felt badly about it. But the more interesting story is that Tyler Perry has offered him a job on a drama that he's producing for Oprah Winfrey's network. So he gets back to acting. I think he's a pretty decent good actor. And so this is nice, a good thing for him.
He's got some good credits.
Yeah, he does. And he's a recognizable. You see his face, he's pretty recognizable. Like those actors, you never remember their name, but you always, oh yeah, I remember him from, and you can fill in the blank. But anyway, Tyler Perry said something which I think we all ought to think about. Quote, I have so much respect for people who hustle between gigs. Mm-hmm. And that really is, I think we explained yesterday, the acting business is something you can have, unless, when you get to a certain point, and I always use Bruce McGill as an example of this because I think he's best one around now, but there are plenty of other actors who have been around for 30, 40 years, and then they just hit it, and you see them in everything. But it takes a long time to get there. You got to stick with it. So this in between, how do you survive? Now, they get paid that much for doing that sort of thing. So you work in a job like this kid's doing. I call him a kid. Owen's in the 50s. So good for Tyler Perry. 21 after the hour. Mm.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Time now for us to visit a very important week in music. This is Throwback Thursday time on the DJV show. So Victoria and Kara always get excited when I'm ready to focus on the music from my days as a disc jockey. Actually, I was by 78. I was in the talk game. But these are the top five songs from this week in 1978. So I can play jock for a few minutes and you can enjoy music like Miss You, number five, from the Bones. Fabulous song. See him moving. All right. The instrumentation on this is so simple, but it's great. Crank it up for another minute or two. A couple of places they wind it up. Love that part.
And Victoria,
there's a drum solo.
Yeah.
Huh?
You love the Rolling Stones.
I do.
What is it? Do you love the instrumentation? What do you... I don't know. I listen to his voice, and we always make fun of Bob Dylan, but I'm like, Mick Jagger sounds... He sounds the same way.
I think Jagger sounds different than Dylan, but...
Yeah, he does.
This was their disco song. The record companies were giving them a lot of heat, and this was their attempt at disco. Like, everyone kind of did a disco song. I think they did this really well.
Yeah, they did. All right, speaking of disco, let's keep going. Here's a holdout, was not a disco person at all. Her ballads kept her relevant. Olivia Newton-John, number four this week in 78, with Hopelessly Devoted to You. To you. To you. Yes. Schmaltz, yes?
Oh, yeah. Does this go to Greece?
No, I don't think this is in Greece. This is standalone. I think. I don't know. I don't remember. I never was a big fan of Greece.
Me neither. Yeah. I don't like it.
I liked her. It was awkward with Travolta. I always thought, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, number three, Andy Gibb, before he died, did An Everlasting Love. Sounds just like the Bee Gees, but he was by himself.
Did he wasn't sing really. With his brothers?
Yeah, he was with his brothers here. They did the background singing. So Andy, An Everlasting Love, number three this week in 1978. So, you're ready for disco stuff, right? From this week in 78, the biggest disco tune was from A Taste of Honey, and it was cleverly called the song Boogie Oogie Oogie. Can't boogie no more when you got the Oogie Boogies. Crank it up, Kara! Studio group just playing around, come up with a big hit. Yeah, listen to the music. Okay, number one song was 2 weeks in a row at number one. Frankie Valli, Speaking of Greece. That's the theme from Greece. You know, he's one of these guys. There are three or four of them from that era who have been able to keep their voice for. And all the falsetto notes. I mean, how many times this guy...
This is the same guy, right? From Jersey Boys?
Four seasons. Right? Absolutely. Okay. The Four Seasons, yeah.
I still don't like him doing this either.
No. He's big time, I'll tell you. And he's still out. He goes, he kills it at some of these casinos.
Oh,
man,
I bet.
He kills it. Old ladies love him. He's got to be 75, 76, maybe 77 by now. Frankie Valli leads off his number one this week in 1978.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrend, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrend. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrend proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOCK.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Someone said to be a senior White House official speaking out against President Trump anonymously in today's New York Times. The author of the op-ed piece saying some members of the White House staff are working to, in his words, thwart the president's worst inclinations and misguided impulses. Moments after he learned of it last evening, President Trump said,
"So when you tell me about some anonymous source within the administration, probably who's failing and probably here for all the wrong reasons. No. And the New York Times is failing."
And counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says she thinks President Trump is good for America.
"This is a historically and historic and unprecedented economic boom time."
Conway speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thursday, the 6th of September on the DJB program on Facebook. The Facebook.com address is /DJB show. I was reading some of the comments, Victoria. Victoria's got our trending story in a moment here. I just want to say hi to some of these people who are so devoted. It's very sweet to have you connected to us. Constance Samuel Robinson. We were talking about Jack Ryan. Remember I said I wanted to make sure I had Amazon Prime so I could see Kaczynski play Jack Ryan. And she said that she already has binged on it. And she was up to episode 8. Love, love, love it, she said. And then Jonathan Hoyt Davis following us, Sharon Tager listening to the program. Kate, is it Pryland, P-R-I-R-E-L-A-N-D? She's in Ireland and wanted us to know she was listening to us. Where did I have an email earlier this morning? Where was it?
From Italy, right?
Is it Italy? Yeah, it was Italy. Let's see. Brad LeGault, how can Victoria not know about Kate Steinle? That was a week or so ago.
Who Richard was that? Sonogran.
I don't know. What, Brad LeGault? Want to know how we were talking about Kate Steinle?
Who's Kate Steinle?
I
honestly have no idea what that is.
Yeah. Kate Steinle, wasn't she? I think she was.
She's the woman who was killed by the illegal immigrant when we were talking about the Molly Tibbetts thing. So now we're going to have the whole conversation again. The guy's
okay,
going to
so
send another message. Honestly, not know.
Bradley Gar. Honestly, not know.
Sorry, Brad. I still don't know, and it's a week later.
I think what this says is that it's a week later and you don't remember the name. You're just not good at remembering names.
There you go.
I am terrible with names. I really am.
All right, here to fight truth decay, Victoria has our big story of the half hour.
Well, this is, talk about truth decay. So this is a total, maybe it's a rumor, we're not sure, but it involves Michael Moore. So it's always fun to talk about Michael Moore. So back in 2016, Seth Meyers took credit, well, sort of jokingly, he took credit for spurring Donald Trump's 2016 presidential run because he made fun of him at the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner. But it turns out it may actually have been Gwen Stefani who inspired Trump to run. Now, this is according to Michael Moore. In his new documentary, which focuses on Trump, it's called Fahrenheit 11/9. Very funny, if you remember his Fahrenheit 9/11 documentary. This one is 11/9. It debuts today, actually, at the Toronto Film Festival. And in the documentary, Michael Moore alleges that when Trump was still on The Apprentice on NBC, Gwen Stefani joined The Voice at the same time. He found out, because they had the same rep, that Gwen Stefani was being paid more than he was. So she was a new judge on The Voice, and Trump found out she was making more money than he was as the host of The Apprentice. So, as a negotiating tactic, he staged his June 2015 Trump Tower announcement to prove his popularity, because he wanted more money from NBC. So Michael Moore says in this new movie, in this new documentary, Fahrenheit 11/9, Trump found out that NBC was paying Gwen Stefani more on The Voice than he was getting on The Apprentice, so he planned a fake announcement to run for president in order to prove to NBC he was more popular than Gwen and that they should give him more money. Now, Ari Emanuel is the Hollywood agent who reps both Michael Moore and Donald Trump.
And the character Ari Gold was modeled after him on the TV show Entourage,
correct. Yeah. And so Ari Emanuel's group is WME, William Morris Endeavor. And so he also is a rep for Gwen Stefani. So could be some merit to this, that Ari said, look, to Donald at the time, if you want to get Gwen Stefani money, you're going to have to prove that you're just as popular. And maybe that is the reason that he had that sort of fake announcement that he was going to be running for president back then. Back then it was fake. And then look where we are now. It all came true.
Look where we are. Look at the trouble you caused.
So we can all blame anyone who doesn't like Trump. We can blame Gwen Stefani for
there
it.
There you are. And then would it fall back? Do you think she voted for Trump?
No,
Blake, would Blake have voted for Trump?
I don't know about Blake, but she campaigned for Hillary. She did some concerts and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there's the latest. From the latest and the greatest is just fun stuff, almost to the point of being silly. All right. Now, this is not silly. This is something that in the era of renewed focus on Legionnaire's disease, coming not only in hotels but on ships, here's the problem with having these damn big airplanes that carry 500-600 people, those crap-can Airbus 380s. Health officials met a plane landing at JFK yesterday after many of the passengers felt ill. Flight 203, which came from Dubai on Emirates, had a full 500 and some odd passengers. All passengers were screened. 3 passengers and 7 crew went to a hospital for treatment. 9 others underwent medical screening at the airport. Then they were told they could leave. 11 people went to the hospital altogether. The CDC said authorities were looking into the cause of the illness. Of course they are, duh. And they want to know whether, it could be something that started in the Middle East, respiratory problem, Middle East respiratory syndrome, MERS, which is a respiratory disease that can spread all over your body, actually. One passenger said the people were showing signs of illness while they were at the airport before the plane took off in Dubai. People were coughing, hacking. Now people have fevers over 100 degrees. They should not have been allowed to board the plane. Well, how do you stop? What do you do They hear somebody coughing and say, okay, we're going to examine you before you get on the plane.
Yeah. One of the passengers said that he was, when they were waiting to board the plane, he noticed that a lot of people were coughing. And he asked, when he got on the plane, he asked one of the flight attendants for one of those masks to cover your face. And they didn't have any. And so he was concerned from the beginning. And that's a long flight, too.
Yep.
And
14
then as
hours,
we were, yeah, and then as we were saying off the air earlier, the funniest part about all this is that Vanilla Ice was on the flight, and he, it's a double-decker, so he was upstairs. He posted video saying that 100 people on the plane were sick. That number seems to have been really exaggerated. A few people reported 100 people were sick. I don't think it was really that many, but he posted video saying that they were stuck. They weren't allowed to get off the plane, and then people were in quarantine, and he said he was happy that he was on the upper level. So I guess the upper level of the plane is the nicer part.
Well,
why Vanilla Ice was in Dubai is just a mystery to me.
It's the second story. Yeah. Second part of the story. So I'm looking at a picture on Facebook of Tim Tebow kneeling in protest of abortion during the national anthem in 2012. He was praised at the time for being a model American. Then he was given some new NFL contracts. Remember, he played ball, baseball, football, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I just wonder, I ask the question, is it hypocrisy on the part of someone either side? People were ragged up about Colin Kaepernick and his business with the knee and the protest and Nike and all that. When he's protesting the by kneeling during the national anthem because of civil rights stuff, what's the difference? Can they both be considered to be the same? And can we please just move on from this? The people who criticize Colin Kaepernick on the right, and then the people on the left are criticizing Tim Tebow because he did the same thing. Get a life. Get, you know, kind of get a grip on things, will you?
But it does, look, the Tim Tebow thing, what year was that? Was that
2012. Yeah.
So, and it's you know, I applaud that you even bring it up because it's something that a lot of people have conveniently forgotten. The anthem, there were so many players who have never stood for the anthem. They're either sitting on a cooler, they're on a bench somewhere, and no one ever cared. It's only when Colin Kaepernick started this whole thing against police brutality, it became a black-white issue in America, which we have plenty of black-white issues in America. But if it's about abortion, no one cared. If it's about laziness, no one cared. No one cared about any of this until it became a black and white issue. And that is really, to me, that's the most telling thing of all.
I agree that the black-white issue thing, but I just need to correct. I really don't think that Tim Tebow kneeled because of abortion. I think that's a meme that's going around on Instagram that someone just took that picture. I think it's just him kneeling
in prayer.
He was kneeling.
Prayer. Yeah.
I don't think
kneeling,
it's during the anthem.
Well, okay, then if it isn't about abortion. So he's kneeling
no,
in
no,
prayer.
No, but
what's
I don't
the
think
difference?
It was during I don't think it was during the anthem. I think he's on the sidelines during a game kneeling.
Well, you know how that stuff gets started. And
yeah, so I mean, I agree that I think lots of people have disrespected the flag or not stood up during the anthem, and it was never an issue, and now
never
suddenly it's
issue.
This huge issue, and it's all against the military and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think that Tim Tebow has anything to do with it. I think that's just something a random person posted on Instagram, and now it's floating around everywhere.
I would like to just, as far as I'm concerned, move on from it, and if we don't talk about it again, it's fine with me. Here's something that I do want to talk about, though, that will be fine with all of you. As you age, you change. And you perhaps have noticed your body is, some people would say, betraying you. You love to be in, I guess in terms of what I was saying before, Levi's, get into the pants, get into your clothing. And if you are not able to do that anymore because you're gaining weight, perhaps it's time for you to lose some weight, to go on a diet. It's not about being thin. It's about being in shape. At least that's the way I look at it. I'm happy to be in shape. I like most of the time the shape of my body because I take care of it. And one of the ways this year I've been able to take care of it well is because I've supplemented with Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, because it uses collagen, which is the number one source of protein in your body. But as you get older, you stop producing collagen, so you need to supplement, and that's where Calotren comes in, because it allows you very safely, naturally, to lose weight. What happens is the collagen in Calotren pushes the fat out, fat's lighter, build up the muscle, burns off the fat, and that's how you lose the weight. It's a very steady and slow process if you're going to do it in a healthy way, and that certainly is the way it works with Calotren. So join me and lots of other people who have taken the collagen way by using Calotren to effectively maintain your weight or to lose some weight. It's if you want to get a little more information, I can't, 60 seconds, give you the whole story, but there are a lot of people who call 833-TOP-LOSS and get the info. Fill yourself in on the way to lose weight, or if you just want to order the product after listening to me talk about it working for me, go to toploss.com, 10% off on everything if you use the DJV code, and when you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. So that's a good deal. Best deal of all is you lose weight safely and effectively while you're asleep. In fact, toploss.com works. Use the box, the DJV box, check it off for the better 10% off deal. But lose 10% of your weight with Calotren at toploss.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I seem to be on the pants thing today. There was an informal study of 80 pair of pants across 20 different brands, and the summary of the findings is that women's pockets are half the size of men's pockets.
I would even say like a quarter sometimes.
Why? Why don't women
want to... We
don't
put stuff in them, and we don't want bulk. Why do you want to add bulk to yourself? Men use their pockets. Women don't.
I think that women would use pockets if they had them. I agree that I don't want to have like a huge bulge on the, you know, on my hip, but I would like to have a real one. Sometimes you even get fake ones. I'll tell you where I do want pockets, though, in a dress sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because they have like a looser skirt, so there's more room, but, you know. I think that's the new trend, wedding dresses with pockets.
Yeah, and women carry purses, so we don't really need pockets that much.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Men sometimes carry purses, too, or those belts that they wear. What do they call them? The things.
Fanny packs?
Fanny pack. That's
I would advise against that. Please don't.
Terrible.
Ten before the hour here on the DJV show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Let's get to Chuck Curry's visitation on the DJV show today. Chuck is our movie man, knows more about movies, DVDs, videos than anybody else I know. And so we're playing the theme from Superman, not just any old Superman, but Super Duperman. So what's the reason for us playing the theme from Superman the movie, Chucker?
Oh, no reason. That's the theme song I wake up to every morning for the last
that's his alarm clock.
The alarm clock, right. Perfect.
No, actually, this year is the 40th anniversary of the release of Superman, which came out in 1978. Warner Brothers announced it's going to re-release the film theatrically on November 25th. I don't know if it's going to play for a week or a day. They haven't decided yet, but it is going to be released on the big screen for the 40th anniversary of perhaps one of the greatest superhero movies of all time. Certainly started the superhero trend to some extent for three reasons. One of the greatest scores of all time by John Williams.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest casting choices of all time, and unknown in Christopher Reeve as the Man of Steel. And if it's interesting how many different actors that the studio at the time thought about playing Superman. They wanted a big name actor. They actually thought about guys like Robert Redford, Paul Newman, Sylvester Stallone reportedly wanted to audition for the role. They even thought about Muhammad Ali as Superman. A lot of different crazy, even Nick Nolte. Imagine Nick Nolte as Superman. Yeah. But anyway, they went with the right guy, Christopher Reeve, and they picked the right director, Richard Donner, who did the Lethal Weapon franchise, gave it a tremendously epic feel, and it's a great, great movie. Holds up beautifully to this day. And then, of course, one of the greatest actors ever, my favorite actor, Gene Hackman.
Hackman.
Lex Luthor,
yeah, he's great in it. Anything Hackman does. I was watching the movie with Dustin Hoffman and Hackman in the submarine. That's a very, very good movie.
That was Denzel Washington, Crimson Tide, talking about.
Yeah, what did I say?
You said Dustin Hoffman.
No, I did Denzel Washington. Yeah.
No, it is Dustin Hoffman.
With me and names today. I keep calling Victoria.
Yeah. Well, it's very easy to get Denzel Washington and Dustin Hoffman. It's very easy.
Yes, it is. Okay, so while I was thinking about Dustin Hoffman, this is how my mind works. Dustin Hoffman and Gene Hackman were college roommates, and they have been friends through their lives. So when I think of Hackman, sometimes automatically I think of Dustin Hoffman. Okay? Hoffman very and true. Hackman. All right. More from Chucker right after this.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protected with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Stop by Lowe's for everything you need to prepare for an entertaining fall. Give your deck or porch a fresh look and outstanding protection from the elements with the best selection of trusted stain brands from Cabot, Valspar, and Thompson's Water Seal, only at Lowe's. Plus, update your old appliances now and get up to 40% off appliance special values. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through September 12th. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, Chuck Curry. More movie news. What's up?
I got a question for you. Yesterday, they released a new trailer to Halloween, which Jamie Lee Curtis comes back as a character of Laurie Strode. It's a direct sequel to John Carpenter's 1978 classic film. How many times have you watched that trailer so far?
It's on repeat.
I believe zero would be the answer. But
I got to tell you, it actually looks really good. It opens on October 19th, and I'm going to predict this movie is going to have a very, very sizable opening weekend, at least $50 million plus. There's going to be a lot of interest in it. Here's a story, though, that is going to interest you. I don't know if you talked about this, but Netflix has officially picked up Designated Survivor.
Designated Survivor, yep. Yeah, what do you make? You know what I was speculating, Chucker?
Yeah.
That these outfits like Netflix and Amazon and Apple TV and all these other, they got so much cash. I could see them raiding some of the popular television shows just to get people that, like, Designated Survivor, even though ABC didn't pick it up for whatever the reason, because they had 6, 7, 8 million viewers a week. So Netflix picks it up. They gain millions of viewers that may not belong to Netflix that want to continue to watch the show. I watch it over there.
The only reason I think ABC didn't pick it up because it's bringing on Law & Order SVU alumni Neil Bayette as the show's fifth showrunner going into the third season. Show had a lot of issues behind the scenes trying to get creative choices right, so I think ABC got a little nervous, but ABC's lost his Netflix game, no doubt.
Yep, you're right, and the viewers, I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Thank you, Chuck.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.